Yes, I'm again calling for immediate government action on road safety enforcement and Garda resources. And following the tragic death of five teenagers yesterday on the M9 motorway crash, you know, that legislation be enacted, you know, to make sure that guards don't feel like they're the people who are breaking the law, you know, when they try and pursue these vehicles. But what really, I suppose, annoyed me was that this morning on Morning Ireland, the Minister for Strait for Road Safety, Sean Canny, said that he's awaiting feedback from An Garda Síochána on their legislative and operational requirements. And I think you cannot make this up, because the Gardaí and the GRA have been telling government for years about the resources that they need, about the technology and the supports that they need to properly police our roads. So they have actually been asking for specialist pursuit training, a national framework for pursuits, and appropriate legal protection for Gardaí who are undertaking high-risk pursuits. And they've also outlined in the Crowe Review that there are significant problems around road policing resources, training, technology. So when I hear the minister saying he is waiting for Gardaí to tell him what they need, the obvious question, I suppose, is what more does government need to hear? So, you know, after all, everything, the U-turns on road safety policy over the past couple of years, we're still waiting for action. And my point is, how many more people have to die on the roads before somebody sits up and starts to take action and not talk about it and say, you know, that our thoughts and prayers are with people? And we have to have more than that now. So, you know, the RSA, they're talking about reforming that, but that the RSA can't police our roads. What we need is the new camera technology. The rollout of that is far too slow. The roads policing numbers have declined. We see, you know, as I say, U-turns and changes on default speed limits. You know, they're talking about spending another 18 million on advertising, which is education, is it has a role, but we need to see that money also being invested in roads policing, training, vehicles and technology. So the technology is the key to enforcement. And as I keep saying, you cannot have a guard on every single road in the country, but the technology will support the Gardaí and an increase in roads policing, and it works together. So this isn't about penalising safe drivers. Anybody who drives within the speed limit, they're not breaking the law. It's the minority of people who are driving recklessly. And I keep saying, every life is precious and every life matters. So what we need now is the government to actually to listen and to fund what the Gardaí have been calling for years.
And also alongside that, you've made a call, as well as the technology and policing, you've made a call about infrastructure and roads infrastructure. And I think, as I said here in Letterkenny, the point's very pressing, especially for those who go to Donegal, to Sligo and beyond, and the traffic coming the other way on routes like the N17, which has had an ongoing campaign.
Yes, and again, like the N15, the new N15 was on the National Development Plan for years up to about 2012. Then it was, with the economic downturn, it was taken off the National Development Plan. It's only been recently put back on again. But yeah, there has to be an investment in infrastructure as well. There are thousands more people driving on the road, even on the road from Donegal to Sligo, never mind onwards to Mayo and Galway. So, you know, that the infrastructure has to keep up with the population increases, with the economic increases. And, you know, the Northwest is it's a very busy region, but the government have to invest in infrastructure to keep up with everything else, because what will happen was that if we don't keep up, we're going to lose that, you know, the economic advancements and developments and companies who want to come here. Companies will come if it's easy, come to the Northwest, if the infrastructure, if it's easy to access. And workers will come if the roads are safe, if the roads are, if they're able to access towns and cities easily. And that also includes an increase in public transport as well. So yeah, it's not just one issue that's going to solve everything, but the government really needs to look at this from a whole of government approach. And I have said this, that you know, that it cannot be. I've written to the different departments, and you know, one of the responses I get back is, well, like, this, that's not our department. I'll pass it on, send it on to somebody else who is covering it in their department. But that type of thinking is not working, because every single department is working in a, you know, in a kind of a silo, and they're working independently. But this has to have a whole of government approach. So it's not just one specific department. It's not just justice. It's not just roads. It's not just infrastructure. Not just transport or health. It's all of those departments together, working together. And that's why I've called on a specific task force to come together. Again, not a talking shop, but a task force to come together to recognise what the issues are very quickly. Then the experts are there. The expertise is there. All the information and data is there. And then to quickly feedback to the government departments, these experts, to feedback to the government departments, say, this is what we need, this is the funding that we need, these are the resources that we need, and implement them. So that's, and again, it happens in other countries, it's successful in other countries, it's been proven that with this investment, that the road deaths and serious injuries have practically disappeared in some cities and countries because of implementation of a series of different interventions. So it's gone beyond time at this stage now for the government to start asking, you know, well, what do we need? What do you need from us? Everybody knows what's needed, but it's the implementation and the political will is now needed to tackle this emergency.